A&M President Bowen Lofton was a keynote speaker. In light of recent publicity about students populating residential neighborhoods near campus, he reminded the audience of the vitality and energy students bring.
So I urge you to be patient, be tolerant. When the music's a little loud and a few too many cars are parked in the street, remind yourself of the good that comes along with it.
Among those thanking Dr. Lofton was Ben Downs, who recently finished 2 years as board chairman.
The other item I wanted to work on was to lift the maroon curtain and get our business community and A&M to have a relationship so our businesses would know what the driver of our local economy is doing. Dr. Lofton has been the biggest proponent of this.
This year's chamber chairman is Glenn Brewer.
When business and commerce are flourishing, the arts, our nonprofits, our churches, and our leisure interests also flourish. Healthy businesses are essential for a healthy community.
Recipients of the Chamber's annual awards, Ambassador of the Year, Hans Hammond, Volunteer of the Year, Jim Zerkowitz, and Citizen of the Year, Ben Hardiman. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Randy McGregor spoke with reporters a day and a half after what he called the darkest hour in the department's 142-year history.
But I can promise you this, the men and women of the Bryan Fire Department are as strong as they come. We're a very strong organization. We're a very strong family. But through that strength and our faith in God, we will get through this.
McGregor addressed what he called rumors and speculation about what happened at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
We have an idea of what happened that night, but the true details, we're not finished with that yet.
McGregor says their focus is meeting the needs of the victims' families, and he says the support they have received has been overwhelming. More details are on our website at WTAW.com, including how to assist families through the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund in any BCS location of the bank and trust. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Here's the anchor lead to the next wrap. Brazos County will have one fewer Justice of the Peace a year from now. County commissioners this morning unanimously voted to eliminate the Precinct 2, Place 2 seat now held by Tommy Munoz. Munoz and his wife Margaret both asked commissioners to not transfer one of his clerks during the duration of his term, which will be September 30th of next year.
He's not here to fight the closing of the office because everybody knows that you have the right to do that. And like I said, I'm happy that these people came out to say it needs to remain. And there's some truth to that. But that's not what we're here about today. We're here to decide whether my husband deserves to have that third clerk to finish out what he was promised to do.
A compromise was reached where Munoz will handle all the Bryan School District truancy cases filed in Precinct 2, and he'll continue to have three clerks. Jerry Rose of College Station, who chairs the Texas Motorcycle Rights Association, was one of four public hearing speakers opposed to the abolition.
All I see is possibly a larger backlog to one JP and the time of justice being extended. I don't see how that could be an advantage to the citizens of Brazos County at all.
Precinct 3 JP George Boyette says it's the third time a Justice of the Peace has been eliminated in 25 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. As of 1 o'clock, there's more than 400 locations for Run for Boston 417. BCS Marathon Director Chris Field is among those promoting a worldwide effort supporting victims of this week's Boston Marathon explosions.
They'll wear blue and yellow, which are the colors of the Boston Marathon, and they'll take a simple picture with a sign that says, Run for Boston, the name of their city and state, and post them to the Facebook page.
Field says this is designed for small groups to get together and map out their own course and time of day. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Former Bryan Police Chief Ty Morrow, who was relieved of his duties as police chief in Freeport, is now running for mayor of the Gulf Coast City. In a YouTube campaign video, Morrow alleges racism in Bryan and College Station.
Being a black man in a racist city like Bryan College Station, if I had done anything that they could have prosecuted me for, I'd have been under the jail. Not in it, I'd have been under it.
In June 2009, Morrow announced his resignation, stating he dishonored the uniform of the Bryan Police Department. That was 8 months after Morrow called police to his home to report a domestic disturbance involving an altercation with his wife. In Freeport, a week after the city manager relieved Morrow, the city council approved a separation agreement which calls for Morrow receiving $100,000 and retirement benefits. You can watch Morrow's campaign video on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.